Be'ezer Hashem tonight is a straightforward topic. It's not a complex topic in the sense that we're going to deal with a couple of issues. It's probably the most important practical shiur of the whole Zman. And this is what I think a lot of people have been waiting for, and that is the Pach Shmita, handling food with Kedusha Shvius, and what are the basic diyunim that are involved. So the title we have in front of us, Handling Food with Kedusha Shvius and the Shmita Can, which is based on the Sugya in Psachim on Nun Beis Amabeis. The Gemara tells us, and we made reference to this already before, the Torah says, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla, Chazal darshin, la'achla v'lo lehefsid, that you should use the food of Shmita to eat and not to be mafsidit, which would indicate that an individual has to eat the food and not throw it directly into the garbage. Now, there's a corollary to this halacha that the Gemara tells us in a few places, it's said in Masechet Shvi'is as well, that if the food, it appears in Sukkah, we've photocopied this in the past, in Sukkah and Daf Mem, that if the food is destined, normally used by a person, not used for an animal, so then in such a case, it has to be eaten by an individual. You're not allowed to serve it for your animal. If the food is normally eaten as a food, as a tavshil, it cannot be used malugma, it can't be used for medicinal purposes. That's all part of the Gzeres HaKosov of La'achla. So the basic halacha is that fruits and vegetables that have Kedusha Shvius, you're not allowed to throw into the garbage. Now, before we get involved with the actual kitchen itself, let us take a look at one fascinating conceptual shaila, which I have to tell you that I've worked on this shaila a little bit, and I haven't been able to wrap my mind around a clear hagdara that I would call my own havana in the sugya. But of course, that's okay. Why? Because we have great people that came before us. So we'll go with their hagdaros, even if we're not able to entirely paskin the shaila. And this is the shaila. Topic number one of today is the shaila of gram hefsid. Gram hefsid, of course, speaking to Lamdonim here, gram hefsid is a shaila of grama. What happens if you're not doing direct hefsid to the peros, but you're only causing that the peros through a grama is going to become damaged? For example, the classic example would be, and this is discussed in the Tshuvas Ma'arit, and we're going to see it's discussed in the Chazanish as well, if a person takes his fruits and brings them to the sun. He himself doesn't damage the fruits, but he brings them to the sun. L'chura, although the Mishpatei Aretz, the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, has some fascinating Mar Mekomas in the Bavli and the Zikin, but one could argue that in regards to Grama, that's as far as it would go. That a person is being Gorem Hefsid, you're not actually doing Hefsid to the fruits. So there is a famous Tshuvas Ma'arit, which you have photocopied in front of you, in Simen Pei Gimel, where the Ma'arit brings a couple of rayas halacha l'maisa that gram hefsid is mutter. We're going to see that this will be important for poskim being mitzaref lahakil in certain shailos of hefsid by peros shvius. Let's take a look at the photocopy that's in front of us. Tshuvas Ma'arit, in the paragraph Vehevi Yodea, he quotes a Yerushalmi, a brilliant raya from the Yerushalmi. Brilliant until the Chazanish came along. Comes along the Ma'arit, Kidemuchach b'Yerushalmi, it's a mistake in the Bar Ilan, it's not Perek Aleph, it's Perek Zayin. Kidemuchach b'Yerushalmi, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Hadin Kinsa Diyarka, if you have these types of vegetables that people are not eating anymore, Masikin Lo Le'igra V'hi Yevesha Migrama, you're allowed to bring it up to the roof and have it dry out Migrama. Klomar, claims the Ma'arit, Shemaychal Adam who? It is Maychal Adam, V'yevshal Achila Behema. And so it's in between the state of Maychal Adam and Maychal Behema, and you speed it up to reach the state of Maychal Behema. Aval Acher Shiyavsha, V'lo Chazil Adam Shari. You're, on the one hand, it's going to become, once it's dry, it'll become Maychal Behema. When it's moist, it will not be Maychal Behema. You're quickening it to the process of Maychal Behema, to reach the stage of Maychal Behema. The halacha is that grama is mutter. Therefore, the Ma'arit paskins halacha lemaisa. The case that he dealt with is a fascinating shaila. The strawberries at that time used to grow with leaves. Okay. But actually, the strawberries were more valuable than the leaves. Why? Because the worms that used to make silk used to like strawberry leaves. And the shaila was, are you allowed to cut off the leaves for the worms in order that they be able to eat those leaves, even though you were going to be goreim, that the strawberries will be mafsid more quickly. Says the Maharit, the halach is gram hefsid is mutter. Since gram hefsid is mutter, the Maharit argues that one is allowed to cause hefsid to peroshvius. If that would be so, then that would mean that if a person is in any way not directly doing hefsid for peroshvius, then it would be permissible for them to cause an indirect hefsid to peros shvius. That has profound implications. Can one be indirectly cause hefsid for peros shvius? So the Chazon Ish in Simin Yud Dalet, here this is one of the most important Chazon Ishes. I think we've already photocopied this Chazon Ish before. In Os Yud, if you'll see, Yomo marked off four different important places, paragraphs here in this Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish tells us the following halacha. We've done this first part, but not the final part. But let's see it again. Nira, says the Chazon Ish, it appeared to me, demutar likrof peroshvius, that you're allowed to peel peroshvius, ap bepirish efshalechel maklipa, kamot hapuchim ukeyotze bo. You're allowed to peel peroshvius, and in the past we discussed the implications of this statement of the Chazon Ish. And then he concludes, however, skipping down two lines, miu aklipa shekolaf kadosh adai mikedusha shvius. It does have kedusha shvius. Sharei yesh ba ochel, because there still is a little bit of food on it. And here's where the Chazon Ish introduces us to the pach shmita. Here's where the Chazon Ish says that this idea of putting the fruits into a pach shmito, maniach haklipa bikli ad sheyis apesh v'yipasal me'achilas adam va'oz muter la'ashlicha, and then you're allowed to throw it out. Okay, says the Chazon Ish. But what about the issue of gram? Maybe one could argue that if I'm not being mafsid the peros shvius themselves, so let's say I put them in an area, I'm not careful to put them in a special pach shvius, but I put them in an area that I know that eventually will become damaged. So says the Chazon Ish, maybe you could argue that gram hefsid is going to be mutter. He says, that's not true. In Dibar HaMaschil Vilamadnu, he says the following. Take a look in the, specifically the brackets. Venire, here he's coming, he doesn't quote the Marit by name, but he's coming to disagree with the Marit. Venire dahad maskul igra lo mikri masid biyadayim. It's not considered hefsid biyadayim. Dim lo yiyavshu yirkavu vayivush malaluhu. Says the Chazon Ish, it's a different type of case. It's a case of where, in that case that the Marit was describing, those fruits that the fellow had was already no longer Meichel Adam. It was no longer things that people eat. Peels, the flesh of the fruit, that's something that people might normally eat. We'll get back to that in a moment. And therefore, it's different than the case of the Yerek that no longer was entirely Royal Meichel Adam. It was on the stage of going to Meichel Behema. In such a case, then you're allowed to encourage it, lead it to the stage of which it's going to reach Meichel Behema. The Chazon Ish adds, but we do see one halacha. Umikol makom shayminan she'ein chayiv la'ochlon onivakesh len ochlin. The Chazon Ish does say that we do see the following requirement, or the lack of, and that is that you don't have to eat the peroshvius. If a person has peroshvius and he's not in the mood of eating apples, he's in the mood of eating oranges, but he knows that if he's not going to eat the apples, and he's going to go out to the store and buy oranges, memela, the fruit is going to become damaged. So if you read the Ramban, we've discussed in the past, who says that there's a mitzvah to eat peros shvius, one might have thought, says the Chazon Ish, that you would have a chiyuv to eat it, and there's a mitzvah to eat it. The Chazon Ish accepts and rejects the Ma'arit. He accepts the Ma'arit that this Yerushalmi is important, that the Yerushalmi seems to be telling us that there isn't a chiyuv, and you're allowed to quicken the process and bringing it to the state of Meichel Behema. But to tell me that Gram Hefsid is mutter, says the Chazon Ish, that's not so. Why? Because in this case, he's not really being Gorei Mehefsid. It's already something that he's no longer eating. He's not planning to eat. No one is planning to eat it. And then in such a case, to bring it to a stage, I'll reach Meichel Behema, that is going to be mutter. So here we have one raya of Gram Hefsid that the Ma'arit brings, and the Chazon Ish's rejection of that raya. What do you think about another raya that some posts can bring? Some attribute this raya to the Ma'arit as well. Take a look at the next page. We're going to, by the way, this Chazon Ish hold on to, because this Chazon Ish is really, really important. We're going to come back to the Chazon Ish. Go ahead. So the Chazon Ish tells us, we made reference to this in the past, that if it has flesh on it, then unless the flesh has become ruined, it's considered Meichel Adam. So we're going to discuss that. Mirtza Hashem, we're going to discuss that. In other words, what are we going to have? The big issue is leftovers, right? What about leftovers? On the one hand, leftovers in theory are edible. On the other hand, no one's going to eat these leftovers. So we'll discuss, Bezer Hashem. So I'm being medame milsa le milsa. In other words, I'm taking Rav Gidon's argument and saying a similar type of argument could be made in regards to leftovers as well. But you're right. Rav Gidon was talking about pills that has fruit on it. But he's saying it's being rejected by the person. So too, leftovers are being rejected by the person. So those are very, very, probably the most important halacha maisa topic that we could discuss in Hilchos Shemitah in terms of the most prevalent for the average person. That's this issue. And so, Mirtza Hashem, we will get there. We won't finish until we discuss that. Lean that there. So let's take a look at another raya, though, in regards to Gram Hesed. Now, this raya, I thought, is a very, very weak raya, and I saw many point this out. The halacha is, Ein mechayven osa l'sharesh hakinris b'shviyas, avol mishakev ba'olim im tzamchu matzai shviyas mutter. The Gemara describes that you're not required to uproot fruit or vegetables that are growing during Shemitah, even though, as the Yerushalmi says, v'lo nimtza ma'abed ochle behema, even though, ultimately, if you don't uproot it, then the animals will not be able to eat it. And the Yerushalmi says that's not a problem. Me'alehen hein avidin, that they've become damaged on their own. So some want to point to this, as long as you are not the one who's doing the hefsid is coming about in a different way, so then in such a case, it's mutter. But then I saw many, many point out, by the way, I saw some Sfarim attribute this to the Ma'arit. I did not see this raya in the Ma'arit himself. But l'chura, this raya is a very, very weak raya. What's weak with this raya? The raya is extremely weak because at the end of the day there is no maisa that's being done whatsoever. In a case of when, classic case of Gram Hefsid, if you agree with the Ma'arit, so then what are you doing? You're taking the fruits and you're putting them up on the roof where clearly the sun is going to make them no longer edible. There you did a maisa. Here all the Yerushalmi is saying is, if you're a farmer and there are things that are growing, then in theory could be Roy L'Maychel Behema, you don't have a chiyuv to go actively and make sure that they're not going to be destroyed. So that is not a very strong raya as regards to Gram Hefsid. So the bottom line is that there aren't really very strong proofs about the Shaila of Gram Hefsid. The Ma'arit said it's mutter. Chazon Ish rejected his strongest raya. And there's one other makar, a makar that the Migdash David made famous. Take a look at the next page, on page 439. First, just a word about the Migdash David. I always feel required to mention this. Rav David Rappaport was a great Lamdan prior to the Holocaust. He was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem. He wrote amazing Sfarim on Kachim and Taharos. At the time that he was alive, he wasn't that well known. I don't know if he ever got to appreciate how celebrated his Sfarim would become. Both the Sfarim on Kachim and Taharos are classics, like the Tautzos Chaim is Tautza. The Migdash David is the Kachim and Taharos, for those who are involved in that limud. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sefer. So Migdash David has interesting raya. What do you think about this raya? Migdash David is machmir on Gram Hefsid. If you take a look in Dibra Maschu, Hine, he comes out and he says that one would have to be machmir in regards to Gram Hefsid. And he says, V'hine ad rabba yesh lahavi raya. Midamrinam bitosefta vehevia Rambam. Peres ham yuchadim la'adam, ein machilin osa lebehema. If they're fruits that people could eat, then there isn't the chiyuv to feed them to your animals. Holcha ha'behema me'elea tachas hata'ena. But if the animal goes on its own to the date tree, the fig tree, va'achla ein mechayvin osa la'achzira, then you don't have to send the animal back. Shenemar levehemtecho l'chaya asher bar'tzecha. Is medayik the Migdash David, umichlau the belokra the belahem tochal lechaya, hayitzarech lachzira mishum hefsid. Alma the tzarech gamkein lemnoah shelo yavo lidei hefsid. So he makes the following diuk, interesting diuk. And this is why I said, I told you I'm confused about how to come out on the shaila. The Migdash David says, the Rambam tells us that when the animal is going to eat the fruits, then you don't have to chase the animal away. Why? Because it's exeris hakasa that the animal is allowed to eat fruits. Mashma, we could infer that without the exeris hakasa, then there would be an iser for you to allow for gram hefsid. So what does the Migdash David say? Anytime that you have the ability to prevent from the hefsid of the peros shvius, you have a chiyuv to do it. Ad kedei kach, that it would seem that you would even have a requirement to chase the animal away. So Rabosai, I throw up my hands. Baruch Hashem, we have great Rabbeim. I throw up my hands and I say, okay, there are Rayas Lakan. There are Rayas Lakan. And this is a big machlokis Adi Yom Hazeh about Gram Hefsid. Big machlokis in regards to Gram Hefsid. Now, if Gram Hefsid would be mutter, so then there's room to argue that one would be able to dispose of, deal with fruits with Kedusha Shvius if one put it in an area where at that moment it wasn't a place of Bizayon, wasn't a place of Hefsid, even if you knew that ultimately Hefsid would be done to it, it would be mutter. If you hold Gram Hefsid as Aser, so then in such a case, then there is a real issue, and if you take the Migdash David to its extreme, you would have to even be careful that no one would come lidei lahafsid es haperos shvius. Yesh, how should I rephrase this? Vameivin yavin, how would the Migdash David deal with Yerushalmi and Tes Aleph? Nevad me'alehen, that's an interesting question, the Yerushalmi that we had before. But either way, this is the issue of Gram Hefsid, and let's talk tachlis. Let's go now into the kitchen. After we know that there is a machlokis, there are tzadim lakan ulakan about Gram Hefsid, let's talk about the Pach Shemitah itself. Yes, Rav Gidon. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
she'hakol nehiyeh bedvaray.
Right. That's... I don't know if that would be required. In other words, shmira means that an outside force come be mafsid. Rav Gidon's asking, now there should be a chiv to put everything in the freezer. I don't even think the Migdash David would hold that way.
If I have the ability to be shomer, then I should be.
Oh, so you're referring to the following chakira and Gram Hefsid. What, even if you hold Gram Hefsid as usher, comes along Rav Rimon, and he has the following chakira. And that is the pshat. By the way, the one who says this in most lamdisha terms is Rav Rimon. Did we photocopy this? No, we did not photocopy it, but if you take a look in Rav Rimon's Sefer, you'll see. He puts in very, very lamdisha terms. Is the Isur of Gram Hesed in Isur Bepoel, like Shabbos? Grama B'Shabbos, tonight we're going to talk about Grama B'Shabbos in the 10-minute Musar. Anybody guess why? The Shabbos app. That's for tonight's 10-minute Musar. So Grama B'Shabbos. So Grama B'Shabbos could very well be Usur. So that's in regards to Shabbos. So if you're going to say the same Isur of Grama B'Shabbos being Usur, so too, any type of Grama is also Usur. Or is it the pshat that those things that are going to have some type of productive purpose, but at the end of the day, if you indirectly cause hefsed, then it's going to be usur. What happens if you know that it's not going to be used for any productive purpose? Then may could very well be there's no usur gram hefsed. So Rav Rimon has a chakira. The Migdash David, you're correct, that the Migdash David seems to be saying that you have to do something active to protect. That's true. But I don't know if the Migdash David would go so far in the other side of Rimon's Chakir. So that's where I don't accept entirely what you're saying. That, Rabbi Osai, was in brackets. Now let's come to the actual Pashmita itself. First of all, I loved, part of the reason I'm going to slightly disagree with Rav Rimon today, so one, I want to tell you something that I loved in his Sefer, which is a fantastic Sefer, by the way. Page 194, Rav Rimon has a beautiful description that the Pach Shemitah and Kedusha Shvius is not something we should be running away from. And he describes over here that he was in a store and a woman was complaining about taking care of Kedusha Shvius. And what Rav Rimon points out is that there are many studim to be makel, even for Gram Hefzad and so on. And Chaval, for two things. Number one, Kedusha Shvius is a schus. It's a schus for us to eat Peros Shvius, and our goal should not try to get away from Kedusha Shvius, but rather our goal should be to learn how to take care of Kedusha Shvius properly. Ad kedei kach, that he suggests that we shouldn't even call it a pach. The word is the correct word. Pach, for us in Eretz Yisrael, refers to as a garbage. So it shouldn't be called as a pach shmita. It should be decorated, it should be something that's beautiful, that to be able to be mekayim Kedusha Shvius. The bottom line is that there are a few issues that one has to deal with, assuming the poskim that say Gram Hefzed is usur, and even if the old Gram Hefzed is mutter, there would definitely be a problem to throw Kedusha Shvius indirectly into a garbage. And the reason why it would be problematic to throw it into the garbage, whether you hold Gram Hefzed is mutter or usur, is at the end of the day, if you throw it to a makom matunaf, then that is not gram. Then that's a maisa pu'ula, being masid biyadayim, ein la'achla v'lo lehefsid yoser mizu. So to throw directly into the garbage is going to be problematic. Therefore, the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz is the one who presented clearly. Sefer Mishpatei Aretz argues that the minog has been to do the following thing with fruits. This is what the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz says, to do the following thing with fruits that have Kedusha Shvius. And that is, number one, take the fruits from that day and put it in a bag. Number two, every day, let's see if we have this photocopied over here. We might not have it photocopied here. Every day, take that bag and put it, not directly into a garbage, put it into a Pach Shemitah. And therefore, one has dealt with Kedusha Shvius in its most ideal way. Why put it into a bag before you put it into the Pach Shemitah? Pach Shemitah is not full of garbage. The Pach Shemitah only has fruits that still haven't spoiled. The reason is that the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz and the Minhag today is concerned about the following problem. If I have, let's say, peels that have flesh of the fruit on it, or leftover food, if I hold, that needs to go into a Pach Shemitah. If I have it from 2 days ago, and I put fruits inside of it, so then in such a case, then that will speed up the deterioration of the food itself. And therefore, the halacha ideally suggests that one should put it into separate bags and then put it into a Pach Shemitah. So Rabosai, I want to share with you that in my house, we're not machmir for this when it comes to Kedushas Shvius of the Mabit. Last time we discussed that there's a big machlokas between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef where the Peros Nachri have Kedushas Shvius. We haven't yet had in my home Otzer Bezdin fruits. If there were Otzer Bezdin fruits, so then Lechatchila, I think that one should be do exactly as the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz describes. However, if we're talking about a chumrah of the Mabit, so then at most, if you're taking fruits with Kedusha Shviyas and putting it in with fruits that haven't spoiled yet, but might cause them to spoil a little bit faster, at most it's gram hefset. At most. It's not even clear to me that it's even gram hefset. To throw directly with the chicken bones and the dirty diapers, then that's direct hefset. But to put it into other areas, that an area that has fruits that have not entirely spoiled yet, at most, that's gram hefset. So there's room to be makel even with full kedushas shviyas. But for sure, for the chumrah of the mabit, I don't think that one has to be machmir for that. But ideally, that's how that is what should be done with the fruits of shviyas. Now, there's another tzad to be makel over here. There's a very strong tzad to be makel, and even be more makel than the minig ha'olam, and that's based on the next lines in that Chazon Ish. Let's take a look at the Chazon Ish in Dibar Maschil v'Kol. First, let's see Maskana. This is very, very important for everybody to see this inside in the Chazon Ish. Maskana de Milsa, de Kolev Beperos, Umenakev Umekanev Yerek, Koma Shirotze. So it has to be nifsal me'achilas behema. Ve'efshar de nifsal me'achilas adam sagi kol she'enu miyuchadun lebehema. And he says, if it's not generally used by an animal to eat, then as long as it's nifsal me'achilas adam, you're able to throw it out. Which means that you don't need to be such a machmir and wait till the house stinks from that area of the pach. What's simple is the moment that a person will no longer eat it, it's going to be mutter. Now the truth is, this was a big debate. There's a big debate between the Chazon Ish and one of the great poskim of our generation, who we've not quoted that much so far. It's important for us to give him some air time. And that is a machlokas between Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner here suggested that not like both the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman. In Dibar Maschil v'Kol Zeh, the Chazon Ish says that if today people don't give, what's a classic case of leftovers in the Pach Shemitah, peels of apples that have a little bit of apple on it, we'll discuss in a moment some leftover food. So then in such a case, those things generally, the Chazon Ish says, today are not given to animals. Says the Chazon Ish, it could be once upon a time animals weren't treated as well. But now the poodle is the king. So if it's no longer, if these things are no longer Meichel Behema, says the Chazon Ish, we go after those things that are still Meichel Behema today. That's how the Chazon Ish concludes the call. So he's noted in that direction. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal passed in that way as well. That Rabosai is an important, important kula. Because you no longer have to wait for it to spoil. That inferior animal would no longer eat it. As long as people would no longer eat it. Now, even that means people al yedei atchak. In other words, it's not that a spoiled kid from the five towns wouldn't eat it. It would be that a person in India wouldn't eat it as well. However, if you take a look in the last page, this is from the fantastic sefer that I said all the way in the beginning of the Zman last year. A sefer that is absolutely fantastic. It's the Chassidish version, if you will, of Hilchos Shemitah in a fantastic sefer by a beautiful man, Rabbi Yosef Lieberman. And he has a give and take, of course, with the Pesach Hador of the Chassidish world, and that is Rav Vosner. Where Rav Vosner, in a letter here, says no. He says, if the Chazon Ish was right, that we would be looking at what it is today, he says the many, many halachos would change. For example, he says, the Gemara defines whether something has Kedusha Shviyas, whether it's used as a dye. Whether these spices are used as a dye. Now, Who uses those spices as dyes today? Says Rav Ozner, if you take the Chazon Ish to his logical extreme, then half of all the Mishnayos Shviyos that we assume are givens would have to be thrown out. That's what the Chazon Ish argues. That's what Rav Ozner argues. So this is a fascinating debate. I think there's a lot of room to be made because the great Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman said that, and therefore all it has to reach to the stage of when one's throwing it out is the stage of being Nifsal me'achilas adam, if you're quite sure that it's not something that animals are going to eat. Yes?
We have to judge what animal is on the first world, because in the third world they're feeding them garbage.
No. According to Chazon Ish, presumably it would be in the area that you're living in. We once spent in Hilchos Muktzah, we spent a lot of time discussing that. Because this comes up in Hilchos Muktzah as well. Presumably the area that you're living in, what would be normal. Okay. Now, there's another heter that I think is extremely, extremely important for us to internalize. Here, I think that Rav Rimon took this heter a little too far, but there is an important heter from Rav Yoshev Zatzal in regards to leftovers. And here he says the following: in Os Yud Zayin, Perek Chaf Aleph, it's photocopied from the Mishpatei Aretz. Perek Chaf Aleph, Os Yud Zayin, Peiros Shviyas, Af Al Pi Shenifsal. No. Sorry, step back. Os Tezayin, Yesh Matirim, Ligrom LeMichael Adam SheBorer SheLo YeOchel, SheYahafoch LeMichael Behema. So Rav Yashiv pointed out that the Isser of Gram Hefsid, even though Rav Yashiv thought that there would stadim lekan ulekan in regards to the Shaila of Gram Hefsid, he said, even though Gram Hefsid is Asur, but nevertheless, even the man Da'amar who says Gram Hefsid is Asur would allow you to be Goreim Hefsid in the sense that it will go from Michael Adam to Michael Behema. Where did the Chazon Ish get this from? The Rav Yoshev get this from? He got it from his Mechutin's, how does it go? His Mechutin's brother-in-law. He got it from the Stipler's brother-in-law, the Chazon Ish that we read, Linnaeus Dighty. And that is that we saw that when it comes to taking up the fruits, where you were doing Gram Hefsid, the halach in the Yerushalmi was you're allowed to put it on top of the roof, even though you're causing it to go from Michael Adam to Michael Behema. That, it seems to me, is Rav Yashiv's source. Rav Rimon points out correctly that Rav Yashiv is taking sides in regards to the Chakira of what is Gram Hefsid. Is Gram Hefsid Asur across the board, or is Gram Hefsid only when you're undermining it from its tachlis? Here, these fruits were no longer going to be eaten by people anymore, and so you're allowed to now change it to Michael Behema. Now, Rav Rimon says something very, very legitimate, and that is he points out that for those people who it's very, very difficult to have a Pach Shmita, he says he thinks Me'ikr Dedina, you're allowed to take the fruits, put it in a bag, and throw it directly into the garbage. That's what he says in the story with this woman. He says, don't give up on Kedusha Shvius. Put it in a bag, and throw it directly into the garbage. What are some of his tzirufim? Could be Gram Hefsid is Mutter. But more than that, he says, what exactly is the Isser going to be? Gram Hefsid is Mutter. Is it so obvious that leftover foods and leftover peels are even considered things that have Kedusha Shviyas? Take a look at page 198, the next page, right after the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, where Rav Rimon suggests the following. Amra olam limrot bayot elu. Harotza linho kipitron asheni yachol lasot zot. If you want to take the fruit, put it into a bag, and then throw it directly into the garbage, he thinks it's mutter. Aleph, amnam zrikat hasherut hakdushat lepach haragil matzi et hakilkul shalen. Ula midaber bigram hefsid bilvad. It's only a gram hefsid. It's not a direct hefsid. And then he says, Haraval Yashiv Savar, we saw the source of this Haraval Yashiv, he himself mentions the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, Savar shegam misha oser gram hefsid, eina oser zot mitzad etzem hefsid, elakivan shaperos einam necholim. And here he quotes from Haraval Yashiv, Yitachin lomer shegram hefsid asur, afilu shito to sarot, rak bedover sha'omed li yachel, aval dover sha'omed li yifaseid, if something is going to reach the stage of Hefsid, then there's no Chumrah of Gram Hefsid. So Rabbo Silenius Daiti is a flag on the play here on Rav Rima. And that is Shlita. I met him. He's a fantastic Talmud Chacham. But here I respectfully disagree. You want to say it's Mutter? The Seder is Mutter. But the Seder Rav Yashiv said it's Mutter. Rav Yashiv didn't say it was Mutter. What did Rav Yashiv say? Well, Yashiv said you're allowed to cause gram hefsid to something that a person is not going to eat, so it'll become meichel behema. But to do gram hefsid, that you're going to throw it directly into the garbage that will no longer even be meichel behema, that Rav Yashiv didn't say. And Rav Yashiv was only saying this based on the way I understand Rav Yashiv's heter, based on the way I understand the Chazon Ish, based on the Chazon Ish. So, if you want to argue that it's not called hefsid because you put it in the bag, and that's not being even called gram, it's even less than gram hefsid, then I hear. If you want to say gram hefsid is mutter, then I hear. But don't say that according to Rav Yashiv, this gram hefsid is mutter. That I don't think is correct. That I don't think that Rav Yashiv ever said, and that's not consistent with the shita of the Chazon Ish. According to the Ma'arit, maybe there's room to say that it's mutter. But to say, even according to Rav Yashiv, it will be mutter, that I find difficult. Hence, we go back to the other Eitzah. And the Eitzah being what? The Eitzah being putting it into the Pach Shviyas. And then, there's room, though, to pull out something else that's important from Rav Yashiv. And that, I think, is an important klal. And that is that there are times that when it will be obviously thrown out by everybody and it's never eaten by a person, so then in an animal, nobody eats it, so then in such a case, there might be instances where you could be makel. In such an instance, there's room to be makel. And therefore, in my house, if we're being machmir according to the Ma'bit, it's only a chumrah. So then, number one, to put it in the same bag, which things that have been sitting for a few days, at most it's gram hesed. Number two is, could it be very well be that most of the things that we are putting into the Pach Shemitah is not even eaten by behemos anymore? And here, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Yashiv said, based on the Chazon Ish, that's mutter as well. Because if it's not even eaten by animals, so then in such a case, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas at all. Rav Ozner has a decent taina. Rav Ozner says, if that would be so, then you're changing half of Masechah Shviyas. But Yesh Lishma Chal Chazon Ish, first of all, the Chazon Ish is the Baal Machmir of the Shita of the Ma'bit in the first place. So Yesh Lishma Chal Chazon Ish for this Lahakel. However, if we're talking about Otzer Bezdin fruits, so here, I could hear two tzadim. Here I could see someone say, come on. There's so many tzadim lahakil to throw directly into the Pach Shemitah from fruits that are a few days ago. Number one, there are legitimate poskim, the Ma'arit was matir, gram hefsid straight up. So this is at best, gram hefsid. Number two is that if we're talking about, you know, what I see in my kitchen is, when I look into the bag, what do I see? I see a bunch of stems of peppers and these strange white seeds and a couple cucumber peels. Number two, is any of that really Michael Behema? That I could hear. Is it really Michael Behema altogether? That I could hear. So these two reasons are legitimate studim to be makil in regards to not being machmir to put them into separate bags. I'm still a little bit mesupuk. Number one, Gram Hefsid, at the end of the day, the Migdash David was Machmir. The Chazon Ish, without naming the Maharit, rejects it, and the Chazon Ish never says that he holds the heter of Gram Hefsid. At the end of the day, I'm a little mesupuk. We are a yeshiva that was inspired by Brisk. I do have a little bit of Brisker Nervin, even though that's not cool today, for sure. The OCD of it is sick. But basic, you know, Kedusha Shvius is a din daraisa, la'achla v'lo lehafsid. We're talking about daraisa, so then I'm a little bit concerned that maybe it is Meichel Behema. If it is Meichel Behema, so then in such a case, it does have full Kedusha Shvius. And then in such a case, I'm a little bit concerned when it comes to Otzer Bezdin to put it into a Pach Shmita of other stuff, where there you're dealing with the Shail of Gram Hefsid. Hefsid Mamish, I wouldn't call it. But Gram Hefsid that you're causing through the acid that's already there from the vegetables and fruits that have been there for a couple of days, so then in such a case, that could very well qualify as Gram Hefsid. And then I'm a little concerned with those things that have full-fledged Kedusha Shvius. Then I am a little concerned. By the way, there's another tzad, of course, for me, Mekel, and that is that Shvius, according to most poskim, is the Rabbanan Bizman Ezeh. And so that's another tzad to me, Mekel. Shvius Bizman Ezeh is the Rabbanan, so then that's another reason to be Mekel. All right, this is one of the most, one of the briefest topics, but one of the most important topics. Go ahead, Rafi.
I was just going to say, in instances where, say,
a couple more points. I'm so glad you asked because I was going to wrap up. Go ahead. You said wife making, and that I was going to give a couple examples. Yeah, go ahead. Good.
Someone's wife makes an excess amount of food because they're concerned that, of course, all the food's going to be finished on the Shabbos table, which never happens. But of course, our wives are machmir to make sure there's enough food.
Right.
So I would think that the chatzilah there's going to be, if you're making a nice large salad, you're going to be causing hefsid in terms of food
that's
not going to be finished.
Right. So I don't think that the reason why it's not hefsid is you could be a good husband and eat leftovers. So there's not going to be, you know, it could be it's not going to be hefsid. Okay. Now there are instances. There are two instances that people point to where they say to me, Chaim, you're not into trying to get Yuvol Nachri. I believe that we should do everything we can to support Achenu B'nai Yisrael, who are farmers. The ideal is Otzer Bezdin, which we have to discuss next week, as opposed to buying from L'Nias Daiti, from buying from Chutz Laretz, as opposed to buying even Yuvol Nachri. But they say to me, at the end of the day, as much as you're going to talk about doing the Pach Shemitah right, and as much as you're going to try to find where it's important to be Machmir, when it's okay to be Mekel, like we differentiate today between the Chumrah of the Mabit, and versus the ideal way that's described in the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, but they'll say, at the end of the day, there are some instances where there's Kedusha Shvius that it's very, very hard to take care of the Kedusha Shvius. And there were two instances that this came from my wife. One woman said to my wife, there's no way you could really, really keep Kedusha Shvius properly. And the woman said to her two examples. She said to her, what happens if you're cooking and you're cooking vegetables? What are you going to do with the water? The water now has Kedusha Shvius. What's the argument that the water has Kedusha Shvius? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you follow Tam when it comes to Kedusha Shvius. Now, to leave the water out every single time, so you got a cheshbon every single time, there's tam ki ikr, that's a real, real, that's very, very difficult. That was one argument. And the other argument was the oil. Every time you cook with something that has Kedusha Shvius, based on the Mishnah, in the end of the seventh parak, if I'm not mistaken, in Shvius, vered that's cooked with something with Kedusha Shvius, vered that has Kedusha Shvius, that's cooked with oil, the oil now has Kedusha Shvius. So what are you going to do? So, Rav Yashiv was Mekel in both of these instances, provided that there's not a lot of oil. That is, it's Beferish in Perichov Gimel, Os Yud Gimel, the second to last photocopy. Mayim Shebishlo Akov Shubem Yurakol Shel Shvius, V'tamam Tofel V'lo Noagim L'shtamish Behem, Kago Mayim Shebishlo Behem Tabuche Adama, Mutter L'shafchan, you're allowed to pour it out. What's it based on? It's based on the idea that you're no longer going to, that no longer, nobody uses this. Nobody uses this. And that's the idea that I mentioned before, which I think is very much based on the Chazon Ish's premise, which of course, Rav Ozner, Yesh Ladin, someone has to ask Rav Ozner what he would say. Maybe Rav Ozner would be machmer on this as well. And that is, from the simple reading of the Mishnayos, Taka should be Yasser. There's a lot of room to argue it should be Yasser. But at the end of the day, if we're going to say that, ask ourselves a basic question, is this how animals are going to get their nutrition today? Or is this what people are? Do people drink water that vegetables were cooked in? The answer is no, and then it will be mutter l'shafchan. Similarly, in Os Yudalid, the Mishpatei Aretz says, oil, it depends. Now here, we revert back to the Mishnah. If we're talking about large amounts of oil to the Farish Mishnah, again, that's aser. And it could be that oil today is of more significance than water. And therefore, a large amount of oil is going to be a shiloh. But the little bit on the pan is not going to be a shiloh, and one could be makel as well. So it all stems from that Chazon Ish, as I'm being l'shitasi. It all stems from the Chazon Ish. You have to, if you're going to use the Chazon Ish and you use Rav Eliashiv, it has to be consistent with the source. So I'm using the kula, I'm expanding, where, not me, the Mishpatei Aretz is expanding the kula, but at the same time, when Rav Rimon expanded it to a place that I don't think the Chazon Ish ever went, so Rav Rimon is right. There are a lot of tzadim lahakel, and therefore, if it's too difficult for a person to keep a pach shmita, it could very well be that to give them the etzah to put it into a bag. But to put it in a bag, to throw into the garbage, it doesn't, even with Rav Rimon, it doesn't sit right entirely with him, although Rav Rimon has a great find. It's a beautiful sefer. He finds that the greatest Baal Memra to the Hanhagas in Bnei Brak today, of course, is Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. So he found somewhere, take a look in Rav Rimon's Sefer, he found a quote from Rav Chaim Kanievsky 20 years ago. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that once upon a time, that it was definitely mutter to put in a bag and throw in the garbage. And he says, Achshere Dare, our generation has improved on it, that we have a, what they call a Pach Shmita. But even Rav Chaim Kanievsky held that one could throw directly it, once it's put into a bag, into a garbage. So you see somebody doing it, Lekulei Alma, there's a lot to make, but at the end of the day, there's something a little bit uncomfortable, both in terms of Gram Hefsid, it's uncomfortable for those who are Machmir in Gram Hefsid, because at the end of the day, it could very well be that someone will come along to the garbage, even before it's become entirely spoiled, and be mafsid it, if you're throwing it to the garbage, and then the next hour a garbage man is coming along, and then it gets crushed with all the other garbage. But at the same time, I think l'fi ha-mabit, there's a room to be makel in it. And even if not, one's not going to be makel on that in the mabit, I think you could definitely be makel putting all the Shemitah stuff together from the same day. But again, just to review, so there should be nothing that's unclear, if we're talking about Otzer Bezdin, so then l'chatchila, one should put each day into separate bags, then in the Pach Shemitah, and then once you see that the older bags are spoiling, then you take that bag out, and then you can throw it directly into the garbage. I'll call Miyushev Shapir. There was another hand of it. So Bezer Hashem will stop over here. Next week is also a very, very important topic, Otzer Bezdin. Mirtz Hashem, we'll try to understand what Otzer Bezdin is all about.